good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio. Can't speak this morning. And opening up tonight at 7:30 at the Shreveport Little Theater, they present the British farce Cash on Delivery. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are John Daniel, Jennifer Carcillo, and Paula Sample. And they are going to tell us all about this play. John, Jennifer, and Paula, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
So this is a play that was written back in the 90s, and I got to tell you, it was kind of hard doing some research on this play. Not a lot written, it seems, about it, but it is a cast of interesting characters and non-characters, but you know, everybody's got those invisible friends in their minds, right? And let's just say these invisible friends find a way to collect a little money. And why don't we go into actually the plot structure of this play? John, could you lay the plot structure out of this play for us?
Sure.
And give us an idea of what we're talking about here.
Okay, the play is about a man named we'll just call him Mr.
Swan.
Eric Swan. Yes, I just forgot his first name there for a second. Eric Swan. And Eric Swan, he lost his job about 2 years ago. And one day he gets a check from Social Security for one of his previous tenants. He has a upstairs apartment that he rents out. And he gets a check meant for one of his previous tenants. And he thinks, well, I'll just cash this in the meantime just to help me get through. And then he gets another one, and he cashes that one. And then he gets another one, and it just kind of spirals out of control. And before you know it, he's defrauding Social Security. And this goes on and on for a while. And then one day, Social Security comes calling. And as we say in the business, that's where the trouble begins.
Ah, when they come snooping around. And Jennifer, what role do you play in all of this?
Well, I am Eric's wife. My character's name is Linda Swan. And she has no idea what's going on. She has no idea that her husband's been out of work for 2 years. And he's actually pulling in quite a hefty income from this fraud, which he keeps trying to stop. But it just keeps snowballing. And so she's actually concerned that he's into something else. And so she calls a marriage counselor to try to figure this whole thing out, and it's just hilarious how all the pieces kind of fit together and what happens at the end.
So I want to see him dancing around in the marriage counselor's office. That should be interesting. So, and Paula, what is your role in all of this?
Well, I am Ms. Cowper, and I'm the chief bureau investigator for the Social Security office, and I show up almost at the end of the play to really figure things out. One of my men from the office has been there all morning, but he's been giving the runaround and seems to be taken in by everything. I get there and I start questioning. I start looking at everyone with a little doubt, and everyone's afraid of me. I'm very stern and I'm all business.
Sort of like that head nurse in One Flew Over the
Cuckoo's
Nest.
Yes.
That comes down the hallway in the middle of the night. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
So now, is it just one person that he's collecting the checks for, or are there others?
No.
There are several people.
There's a whole cast of
made up people
that Eric has created in order to keep up this ruse. And so he's trying to kill them off one by one in his mind so that he can actually get out from under this huge sense of guilt that he's feeling.
Now, it would be interesting if he also added, himself into their will at the end of their lives. You know,
well,
see how that works
that's
out.
That's a new one. He really should have thought of that.
That's the sequel.
Thank you, Bill.
You go. We're going to write the sequel here. So how does this play unfold? Tell us, this is a farce. There's a lot of slamming of doors and a lot of visual funny sights. So give us an idea of what we're looking for on stage.
It's just super fast-paced. Right. There's so much dialogue, so much action. There are things happening all the time. But it really, truly, all of this cacophony takes place in one living room. So it's pretty cool how our director, Mike Martindale, has put together everything, and it's just the hub of the activity is in the living room. And you're right, there are a lot of slammed doors and a lot of, my goodness, I think I have to cry quite a lot.
Yes.
And run out of
and
the room.
Run out.
You keep an onion in your hand.
You know? No, I feel it.
And as in so many British farces, there's a lot of little, you know, naughty humor, a lot of innuendos. Yes.
Little Benny Hill kind of thing going on there.
Yes. You know,
we're not quite to that level.
Not exactly.
Or so Fawlty Towers. Gosh, I think my character, I just think of as Sybil Fawlty. Just love it.
Just a little bit on the eccentric side. Huh?
Yes.
So now, who are the cast? Give us an idea of who the cast players are and what role they're going to be playing.
Well, we have, it's all local talent here, and we have, besides Eric Swan, who is Rick Stovall, and myself as Linda Swan, we've got Norman McDonald, who is played by Carter Callahan, and he is a senior at Magnet High, so that's pretty exciting.
Cool. And is amazing.
Yes, he's wonderful. And then we have Mr. Jenkins, who is played by Kerry Kerspel. Uncle George is Ken Murphy. Sally Chessington is Andy Armstrong. Dr. Chapman, Alan Matheson. Mr. Forbright is right next to me, John Daniel, and Ms. Cooper, Paula Sample. Oh, that's
Cowper.
Right.
Ms. Cowper.
Ms. Cowper. Yes, is Paula Sample. And Miss Dixon is Amber Garner, who is also a high school student. She is a student in DeSoto Parish.
And on stage, how many, shall we say, unreal characters are we not going to see?
Oh, goodness.
Quite a few. Yeah. We have a few wigs that get put on, a few dresses and
so Eric Swan goes into role play.
And he convinces a few other people to join in as well. Wow. So
exactly. The plot thickens.
Yes,
and the wig thickens too.
Yes,
so.
Right.
There are quite a few wigs in this play.
Right. And poor Linda, she's just really not. She knows nothing of what's going on, so it's. You know, we have to pity Linda.
Yes.
So does Linda drink?
No, she should.
She just wants a good cup of tea. That's all she wants throughout the whole thing, and she never gets her cup.
And now that's typical British humor.
Yes,
you know, where's
right.
my tea? Forget the world's burning. I need a cup of tea.
That's right.
So one lump or two.
That's right.
So now at the end of this, there's sort of a surprise ending. We don't want to give that specifically away, but let's just say that all does not end badly for Eric.
No, because it is a comedy. I mean, at its heart, truly, this is not a topic that anyone should trifle with without some seriousness. But, you know, in true British farce manner, we're able to make it into this big comedy, so it's really fun, and I hope you'll come see it.
But it's also, I think, very, you know, it tells a story that these days would not necessarily be unheard of, because he has lost his job and he can't find another job,
right.
And that's why he resorts to this. Doesn't make it right, of course, but you know, it's not because he wants to be stealing from the government, but he can't find a job.
Almost sounds like it fell into his hands,
right.
With the initial,
it
you know,
did.
He's like, he's got this check, and says, what do I do with this?
Right.
I could
exactly.
send it back, or I could try to pay my bills, and desperation, it seems, takes him down the darker
also
path.
Also showed how little the system follows up on things,
right.
Because it's been going on for 2 years, and someone should have caught it long before now. But
Ms.
they didn't.
Cowper.
Yes, Ms. Cowper obviously wasn't in charge for the entire 2 years.
Does Ms. Cowper drink?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think
maybe
Ms.
a small sherry.
Yes, probably.
Well, give us the show time so folks who want to plan to come on out can do that.
Yes. Well, actually, I think Linda has a thing to say, so. Oh, yes. Yeah. Hello, this is Linda Swan, and I hope you'll join me, my husband, and this crazy cast of characters who keeps walking through my house all day and night at Shreveport Little Theatre's Cash on Delivery. We open this evening at 7:30 and run through the weekend, and then next weekend as well.
All right.
See you there.
And how do folks...
And we have two matinees on Sundays.
Yes, Sunday matinees.
2 o'clock matinees.
2 o'clock. Thank
That's
you,
for
Paul.
The children.
Yes, and tonight is at 7:30, not 8 o'clock. 7:30.
And if your children have invisible friends, have them bring them along, too. Exactly. They'll get in free. So there you go.
And I will say this, even though, you know, as I said, there's some little naughty innuendos in the play, it's still, I think, very appropriate for children. You know, not little tiny ones, but...
It's nothing.
It's like Warner Brothers. Yeah. Usually it's over the head of the kids, but it's for the adults,
It's so hilarious that children will just find the humor in it.
Yes, they'll laugh because we're laughing, and honestly, a lot of this stuff goes right over Linda's head, too, so they'll be in good company.
We don't want to know that. So how do folks get tickets? What is the box office information?
The box office phone number is 424-4439, or you can buy online at ShreveportLittleTheater.com.
All right, and do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
We just hope everyone comes and enjoys it. It's a fun show. We've just now, I think, gotten to the point that we can make it through rehearsal without laughing.
It is. And it's Shreveport Little Theater's opening show of the season.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think it's going to start a great year for them. So,
and this is your community entertaining your community. So come on out and support your community theater. So John, Paula, and Jennifer, I've got to look. thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.
That was John Daniels and Jennifer Carcillo along with Paula Sample. They joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios to discuss the new production of the Shreveport Little Theater of Michael Cooney's Cash on Delivery, which opens tonight at 7:30 with additional showtimes this Friday and Saturday at 7:30, this Sunday at 2, and next Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m., as well as next Sunday, September 23rd at 2 p.m. For complete details, contact the Shreveport Little Theater at 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439. Or go online to www.shreveportlittletheater.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.